You've been together for years. He loves you so much. He's kind and sweet. He makes you smile and laugh. He buys you jewelry, brings you flowers for no reason. He's so wonderful, so caring. He tells you how beautiful you are, how special you are. He treats you so well. All of your friends are so jealous of your perfect relationship. But it's not perfect, is it? He makes love to you, sweet and gentle. In the moonlight-bathed bed you've always made love in. Safe and warm, he kisses your neck, stares into your eyes, tells you how good you feel. He holds your hand, and, again, just how much he loves you. He makes you come, soft and slowly. He finishes up and falls asleep with you in his arms. But you stay wide awake, don't you? I know you do, and I know in those sleepless moments I'm all you can think about. Don't you dare feel guilty about it. The only thing I want you to feel is your pussy, my plaything, getting wetter and wetter as you picture how good I fuck you. Try to keep your hands off yourself when you think about what I do to you. I know you can't. How tightly I yank your hair, how hard I slap your ass, how deep I sink my teeth into your flesh, how I take and use every single inch of you. Do you think it feels so good because you know I don't give a fuck about you? Is that what makes you come so hard? Turns your panties into a sopping wet mess? That I treat you like a cheap whore? Deep down, you know when I tell you that you were made to be used, you know that I'm right. And that's what keeps you coming back for more, over and over again. Every week, like clockwork, when everyone you care about thinks that you're volunteering, you're actually getting fucked by me in that dirty shithole of a bar. Fucked like a whore in a bathroom stall. Used like a fucking slut on the filthy carpet of the back room. Bent over and wrecked on the pool table. That's when we found out you like being watched. Do you remember that? You can still feel those bleary, bloodshot eyes on you, can't you? The smell of sweat and stale beer in the air as I stuck my fingers into the flesh of your hips and pounded your cunt. Pounded your wet, tight, hungry little cunt. Savage and deep, the sounds of flesh smacking flesh, only drowned out by those hard animal grunts you let out. I bet you didn't even think you were capable of making sounds like that. I know you didn't think you could come that hard. How many fingers are you pushing into your greedy little pussy picturing this? That's right, work that cunt like the filthy slut that you are. Feel that coarse felt on your titties. Do you remember? Trying to regain your composure with your panties around your ankles and my cum dripping down your thighs. You stayed like that, arse red, clit swollen, bent over that pool table in full display of everyone until I told you to get the fuck out. We're closing. So you went home and got into the same bed you're in now. The difference is, that time you were satisfied, you were spent. And like right now, where you are just empty and frustrated. Not for much longer, though. I know you are so close to coming for me, squeezing those eyes shut and thinking about the first time that I fucked you. I knew what you wanted. No, needed. The moment you opened your whore mouth, you told me you never cheated before. As I pulled you into the men's room, you were so eager, so obedient, when I made you get on your knees in that stall. Think about my hard, thick cock pushing down into your throat. That was the first time you ever had that mouth really fucked, and you loved every second. My eyes locked on yours as you felt me twitch, spasm, and then unload. Unload that thick, hot stream of cum all the way down your throat. You even choked on it, some dripping out of the corners of your mouth, over your chin and down to the floor. You pleaded when I pointed at it, told you to lick it up. But I could see how much it turned you on. In that instant, as your little pink tongue licked my seed off that dirty bathroom floor, I knew I could do whatever the fuck I wanted to. We both knew. You now belong to me. Did you come yet? I know you did. And it was so much better than when he fucked you, wasn't it? You feel somehow complete now, don't you? Finally satisfied. That's because you know what you are. Not some sweet princess to be adored, but rather a piece of fucking meat to be used. He will never do it like I do, and you know this. Now, you go to sleep, so excited thinking about the next time you'll walk into that bar, because you know I will be waiting for you.